11 minutes to 11. It's this time of year again. We want to put the spotlight on the wonderful work done by the hospice. And indeed, there's an initiative coming up, which I'll be telling you more about shortly. But apparently, it involves me wearing a jersey that I'd never wear in a million years. But I'm going to have to. Karen McKee is the care manager. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Karen, just remind us about the excellent work that you guys do at the hospice.
Okay, so up in the children's hospice, all our work is about caring for children and their families who are in the most difficult of situations. A big part of what we do is making memories for the children and families, making every moment count for the child and young person now, and for making memories for their child in which they will cherish forever and look back on. It's about providing care in the child's home and in hospice, so providing respite care, giving families short breaks, providing symptom management, and providing end-of-life care as well.
I know the last time we were up when we broadcast live from it, and you know, Carl Frampton and a few people are up with us as well. But the best of crack in the place. And you don't expect to go into the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice and have the best of crack. But actually, we did. And the young people there and the families, while they were going through a very challenging time, there's always that atmosphere that's hard to explain.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's about individualising the care to that child and family and what they like to do, and making it a good fun time as well, and whenever they are going through the most difficult of circumstances.
And this is Children's Hospice Week, isn't it? This is part of the reason that we're having the conversation. And I know there's a special photographic exhibition at Belfast City Hall that's coming up. That's well worth seeing. There's also this challenge where I'm apparently going to have to do something that I don't want to do. It's the I Challenge Me campaign. So I've got to challenge myself. But they've already come up with the ideas as to what I've got to challenge myself to do. I'll be explaining that later. But this is an awareness campaign, isn't it? And indeed, I suppose in many ways it's one of these things it's already been talked about in a viral aspect.
Absolutely, it's about bringing awareness to Children's Hospice and what we do, and really I was coming today to share a story as well about what we do, about providing that special care at the end of children's lives as well. Recently I had the opportunity to be involved in the care of a young boy called Caleb. Caleb was an 11-year-old boy whose family had made the decision to bring him to the Children's Hospice for end-of-life care for us to provide that care to him and his family. And through getting to know Caleb, we were able to provide that care to what Caleb liked, and getting to know that family really got us to individualise that care to him. So Caleb, he had a real love for animals. Really, in particular, he loved giraffes. That was his real passion. His condition was deteriorating very quickly, and it was very important that we made every moment count for Caleb and make memories that they would cherish forever. So on the Tuesday morning, there was pet therapy coming into hospice. As you said earlier, you know, there's always so much going on, so we would get a lot of pets and animals coming up, such as horses, donkeys.
You didn't take a giraffe in.
Well, the donkey came in to see Caleb, and we'd ask Caleb if he'd like to see the donkey, and he did. So watching him with the donkey was just amazing, the response. So at the end of seeing the donkey, myself, the other staff and Caleb's mum were all thinking the same thing at the same time. Wouldn't it be amazing to get a giraffe up to see Caleb? So of course we went onto the phone to the zoo and phoned him and asked him, can we get a giraffe to hospice? But understandably, that wasn't really an option.
I admire you even more than I did when you came through the door as a care manager. The very fact that you would make the call, that's over and beyond the call of duty.
Well, you have to ask. But unfortunately, as you can understand, we couldn't get the giraffe up to hospice. But instead, the zoo were fantastic, and they were asking if we would like to bring Caleb up to the zoo.
And was Caleb able to go at that point?
Well, his condition was very poor at the time, but we made everything right, and we knew that was what he wanted and what the family wanted. So 2 hours later, we knew we had to act quick. So 2 hours later, myself, some of the other staff, Caleb and his amazing family all went up to the zoo on our hospice bus, and they let us go right up to the giraffe house. And we were able to bring Caleb into the feeding area for the giraffes, and the family were able to feed the branches and the leaves to the giraffes. And the staff there were amazing and gave Caleb bananas, and the bananas were on Caleb's knee, and the giraffes were able to come right down to Caleb and eat the bananas off his knee. And it was just such an amazing experience for that family. Many photos were taken and many special memories were made, and precious memories, and that family will hold them memories forever.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm sure that must have been the most special day.
It really was.
And when, you know, the time came to say farewell to Caleb, it must have been so difficult, but there would have been, I suppose, embracing that memory of the, you know, the effort that you guys go to and the effort the zoo went to as well, but most importantly of all, the joy.
Absolutely.
That young Caleb got from doing something that he wanted to do.
Absolutely. We knew he really wanted to do that, and there was so many other activities he got to participate in. And that last week of his life, he got to go swimming, he got to do artwork, making them memories for his family. It's about how far we go to get the family what they need. And when that happens, it really does impact on them after the death of their child. It's making memories and making every moment count, every moment of our work.
So if I'm forced to wear a Manchester United jersey for the entirety of a programme to raise awareness of the children's hospice, then it shouldn't be so difficult for me. But, you know, when I listen to the great work, and you're just using your one example.
Absolutely.
This is replicated time and time again with children and other care workers.
Absolutely.
Up at the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. And thankfully, I've had the absolute privilege of seeing it firsthand, and it is an awareness week of a fantastic service. And if you want more details, visit nihospice.org for more details of a whole series of different challenges that are coming up, because the bottom line is fundraising is vitally, vitally important. Absolutely important.
Absolutely.
You can't get anywhere without the fundraising. Thankfully, it is ongoing. That's a very moving story. You must personally get immense job satisfaction from that.
Absolutely. You get so much job satisfaction. It's about being able to be flexible, provide that flexible individual service that has the capacity to make them last week so precious. And it really does give you good job satisfaction. It's amazing. And it's such a privilege to be able to work with the children and their amazing families as well. Such a privilege.
Karen, thanks for coming by. Thanks for highlighting
it.
And later on, I will let people know how Johnny Hero is forcing me to wear a Man United jersey, but apparently it's only if he wears a City one. Lovely seeing you. Lovely seeing you. That's the I Challenge Me initiative. We'll be talking about that later. But Karen McKee, care manager at the Children's Hospice here in Belfast. Thank you indeed.